to today's episode, Unlocking the Word of Wisdom. I'm your host, Stefan De La Cruz, and today we're diving into something powerful, something life-changing, the Word of Wisdom. The first gift mentioned from the Holy Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. If you've ever wondered how to make decisions with divine clarity, when to step into a situation or step back from that situation, have you ever wondered why this gift even matters in your everyday life? This episode is for you. We're going to unpack how to use it, when to lean into it, and why it's a game changer for navigating both the natural and spiritual world that we live in. So grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, settle in, and let's get started. Let's get things started off with the basics. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, in the King James says it this way, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom." This isn't just any wisdom. It's not the kind you get from years of experience or reading good books. No, this is supernatural wisdom, straight from the Holy Spirit, from the Spirit of God Himself. It's a gift that reveals God's hidden plans, mysteries that even angels don't know. You see, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, we declare God's wisdom a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. Imagine that. Before any of us existed, before this universe existed, before time existed, these mysteries were already destined for you. Now, think of it like a spiritual GPS, this gift of wisdom. It's that moment when you suddenly know what to do, when to act, or when to wait. It's strategic, it's powerful, and it's not just for church. It's for your job, your family, your daily decisions. So why does this gift matter? Because life is a battlefield, a spiritual and natural battle that is going on for the souls of people around you and for your very own soul. The Word of Wisdom helps you choose which battles to engage into and which battles to draw back from. Now let's talk about why the Word of Wisdom matters and why this is such a critical gift to be active in your life. If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Kings chapter 6, because we're going to talk about a king and a prophet here. Now imagine you're the king of Israel and the king of Aram is plotting against you. You can find this in 2 Kings chapter 6, setting traps left and right against you to defeat you. But every time he makes a move, the prophet Elijah gets a divine download, a word of wisdom, and warns the king of Israel, "Don't go there. The enemy's waiting." Time and again, this gift saves the day. The king of Aram is so frustrated, he thinks there's a traitor in his camp. But his officers say, "No, it's Elijah, the prophet. He knows what you whisper in your bedroom." That's the why. The word of wisdom gives you insight into things you possibly could not have known otherwise. It's a treasure, a shield. Like Proverbs chapter 2 says, it's not just about avoiding danger. It's about aligning with God's plans for your glory. Paul explains in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10, that no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared for those who love him. But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, reveals it. That's why we need this gift. It's our access to God's playbook for our lives. Now let's talk about how to use the Word of Wisdom. How do you tap into this gift? And before I get into that, let's address this first. There is an activation sequence of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. what I want to get across to my listeners is that there is this sequence of events that occur for each gift to be activated as you are going to use them in the situation you may find yourself. Think of it like a spiritual combo move. Step one, faith, the gift of faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is the ignition switch that turns it all on, that starts it up, that fires up the power. But I want you to know that that faith isn't your faith. It's not the faith that we have. It's the gift of faith that's given by the Holy Spirit. Now, once that gift of faith is activated, then it will, in turn, it will activate the word of wisdom. Then the word of knowledge is activated. And when these three are activated and functioning, they're going to unlock all the other gifts, the gift of healing, the gift of discerning of spirits. And it's going to depend on the situation you're in, which of the other gifts are activated. But remember the sequence, the gift of faith, the word of wisdom, and the word of knowledge. It's important to understand how these function and how each one has its own separate place. Let me share with you a real life experience. For those of you who follow my ministry, you know that by day, I'm a biomed engineer. And I know it sounds like, wow, that's a fancy term, right? What it means is that I install medical equipment in hospitals across the United States. Now, one day, I'm installing a massive diagnostic system. It's a long job, and I'm working with a moving crew that brought the equipment in to the hospital. As we're wrapping up the day, the Holy Spirit nudges me and puts into my heart to speak to the crew leader of these installers that are helping me. Now, I don't know what to say yet, but I trust that the faith, the gift of faith, will kickstart all this that's about to happen. So I continue working with the crew, bringing in the equipment, getting it set up and what I need to do. And as the day is coming to an end, I get these words that start flowing into my spirit, into my mind, into my thoughts. Now, I know that they're not mine because they're about this individual that the Holy Spirit has put in my heart to speak to. And these thoughts, these words, I don't recognize them. I just know that they're not mine. I speak to the young man and I have a conversation with him. We step into a quiet hallway. Knowing that wisdom is guiding me at this point, I know exactly where and when to go into a certain part of the hallway where no one will be around us to hear us. Now, these are the words that came into my thoughts as I'm about to speak to this young man. And I just say them as they come out. They have nothing to do with me, but I am at this point operating in the gift of faith, the word of wisdom, and the word of knowledge, and the gift of discerning of spirits. It's just all flowing at this point. But in today's lesson, I just want you to concentrate, and I want to emphasize the word of wisdom. Now, I say to the young man, you're planning to see a woman who's not your wife after we're done here. But I want you to know that this is what the Lord God is saying to you. Don't. Go home to your family and return back to your church. Now, this guy, this young man, he's a ex-soldier. And this guy is, he's built, he's ready for battle. He looks at me and he looks shocked. And he's just staring at me for what seems like minutes, but it's just a moment. And then his face of shock turns to humiliation, shame. And he admits to me that that's true. And he says, no one knew what I was about to do. I was ready to leave my family, my wife. I'm done with my church. And when he heard me say those things, he realized that God cared about him. Now, that's the word of wisdom at work. And let me explain how. The word of wisdom revealed God's plan, helping me navigate in a place I have never been before, giving me the how-to in that moment, This is where you're going to go. This is how you're going to do this. Now, it's not always dramatic like that. And it could be knowing when to speak up at work, or it could be as simple as when to hold your peace at home. Sometimes that's how wisdom is. It'll be simply just nudging you to be silent. That's it. That's wisdom. Wisdom gave me the ability to navigate which hallway to go in, where someone or people would not be in, where we could have a private conversation. Now remember, this is in a workplace environment. I'm not in a church service. There is no gospel music or worship music going on. There is no prayer team around me praying. There's no holy oil being poured out. This is at work. It's the end of the day. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. The guys are tired. They all are just talking about going home. Some of them are talking out, hey, we're going to go to the bar and get some beer, which for those of you who work out in the secular world, that's a commonplace thing for them to do. So the word of wisdom is working in that environment, and I want you to see that that is the place where God has called you to be, in that work environment. And those gifts are for you. They're not just for using when you're in a church service, but they're for you to use in your everyday life. That is how simple it is sometimes. Just simply trust the Holy Spirit. Stay in a balanced life of your natural world where you go to work and your spiritual life where you're worshiping God. And act when the revelation hits you. I know sometimes it's going to be challenging because you're going to always come up, is that God or is that me? Well, I tell you what, how you know when it's the Holy Spirit and it's not you is that the more you spend time worshiping, singing worship songs that lift up you, lift up your spirit, and you open the Bible and you begin to just read scripture, you will know who God is. You will see how God speaks, and you'll know God's character. So when those words start coming into your heart and your thoughts, you're going to know the difference between you and God. Now let's talk about when to use the word of wisdom. Now, I want to ask you a question. When do you think you should use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and specifically the gift or the word of wisdom? When do you think is a good time to use that gift? Well, let me give you the short answer. Anytime, anywhere. That's right. Anytime, anywhere you find yourself. It's not just for Sunday mornings or prayer meetings. It's also for your everyday life. If you're at work and you're working in the boardroom, that's where the gift of wisdom can easily be used. It can also be used at the grocery store while you're shopping. And it can be used during those tough conversations with a friend or a stranger. Think about Elijah again. He didn't wait for a special occasion. He actually began to work in the gifts of the Holy Spirit right in the middle of a war. That's right. Now for me, it's a daily thing. I get up every morning and go to work, except for the weekends. And like many of you, I'm getting up and there are days that I feel like going to work and days I'm like, oh, I wish I didn't have to go in today. I just don't have it in me. I have good days and I have bad days. And on this particular day that I was sharing with you about this young man and the word of wisdom working, well, that was not exactly a great day for me. And it was a struggle. And it was the end of the day. I was tired. I was done. I was ready to pack it up and go home and get some rest. But the Holy Spirit nudged me that moment. And all these things began to activate. The gift of faith, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and how to navigate where to go and what to say. Because the Holy Spirit had a plan for that young man. So here I was at work in this hospital, tired and exhausted with these people I've never met. And the Holy Spirit is nudging me, go down this hallway, to speak with this young man. It was just a random day, nothing special. I was unaware that this was going to happen. The word of wisdom hit me suddenly, but it was clear what had to be done. All the dots were being connected, and yet it was a quiet nudge of the Holy Spirit dealing with me to encourage this young man. So you never know where the gifts of the Holy Spirit are going to pop up. It may be at your worst. You're just having the worst day, and all of a sudden, there is God stepping into your mess and saying, hey, pull it together because we're going to minister to this individual. Now, as far as the feelings go and how you know that nudge how do I know it's God or if it's me? Well, here's an example. Some say it's like a strong thought drowning out all the noise. And it comes to the forefront. And you realize those aren't your thoughts. There's something different, something unique about it. For me, it's a conversation in my head with the Holy Spirit. I'm mulling over my day, and suddenly He, the Holy Spirit, is in the mix, showing me what's about to happen. That's how it works many times for me. Now, for you, it might be different. Now, keep this in mind. When you're at that place where one of the other gifts are working, wisdom, knowledge, gift of healing, your faith, the gift of faith, has already kicked in. So always keep in mind that when you're already in one of these other gifts, okay, that the gift of faith has already kicked in. So you're already moving in it. You don't have to say, well, let me get started. Nope. If you're already at one of these other gifts, you're already in it. So always keep in mind that when all these other gifts kick in, it's always after faith is activated. And it's when you're tuned in, and you may not realize it, because many times the gift of faith is subtle. And I know that's strange, because you'll hear ministers say, you know, I felt this and that. There are many times, and I'm going to tell you, when I'm at work or I'm driving to another state to get some work done there, the gift of faith is turning on, and I'm unaware of it because I'm so distracted. And by the time one of the other gifts is activated and I'm realizing I'm working in that, well, guess what? Faith has been alive and awake all this time, turning that other gift on. One of the most important things to remember, if you desire to work with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, is to have a balanced life. Balance is key here. Too much focus on your natural world, on the practical side, and you're going to miss it. Too much balance, too much focus on the spiritual world, and then you're just going to be out of touch with reality. Spend time in prayer, scripture, and worship. Build that trust with the Holy Spirit. That's when you'll know it's Him and not just your own ideas. One last thing before I wrap things up. I want to talk about distinguishing God's wisdom from human wisdom. Human wisdom built the iPhone and cured diseases and so many other things in human history. It's amazing stuff. But 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19 says it's foolishness to God in spiritual matters. Now, you have to hear that. It's foolishness to God in spiritual matters, in the spiritual realm. Why? It's limited to this natural existence that we have. So human wisdom can operate in this physical realm that we live in, but it can't bend time or reveal the mysteries of God. The word of wisdom can do all these things and more. Remember, God is limitless and is in control. If today's teaching has sparked something in you, I've got a resource to share as we close. There's a book I've written called The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. It's a must-read for digging deeper into how the gifts of the Holy Spirit, like the Word of Wisdom, are alive and active today. Chapter 3, in particular, breaks down this gift with incredible insight, showing you how to wield it in these wild times that we live in. Check it out for a detailed roadmap to spiritual victory. You can find a link to the book on my webpage or pick it up on Amazon. I'd like to pray with those of you who desire to receive the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and for those who long for a deeper presence of the Spirit of God in your life. Take a moment and join me in this prayer. Jesus, I thank you for your kindness and your mercy. As I come before you, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, cleanse my heart, and make me new. Restore to me what was lost, and draw me into your presence. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died for me and rose again so that I may have eternal life. Jesus, baptize me in your Holy Spirit as you promised, and fill me with your power. I receive your blessings and your favor upon my life. Reveal to me the path you have created for me. Let your Spirit guide me, strengthen me, and equip me for the purpose you have called me to fulfill. I surrender myself to your will. I take up my cross and follow you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love and your mercy. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. If this has blessed you, share it with a friend. Now, until next time, go and enjoy life. I encourage you to truly live. Break free from the things that have been holding you back and step into the fullness of what God has for you. Shake off the chains that have kept you bound. Rise up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race and live again. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. His waters never run dry, and his presence brings renewal, healing, and strength. I say to you, come and drink. Be refreshed, be restored, and walk boldly in the freedom that Christ has given you. This is your time. This is your moment. And I say to you, live.